In just a moment, you'll hear the strangest collection of weird sounds you ever could imagine. But don't you be alarmed. It's just a trick of Pat Ryan's to try and frighten away a gang of bandits who are trying to attack the headquarters of Captain Blaze. They are the Dragon Lady's men, led by the big, dumb Sing Sing. We'll join this outfit in today's transcribed adventure and learn what happens in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. There's no doubt about it. The men and women who go places and do things in this world are the ones with pep and sparkle live wires who never seem to get tired or blue. Take the big men in football or baseball or any kind of sport. Look at the movie stars and the girls who get the rush at dances. You can bet they've all got pep. Now, one of the surest ways for you to get pep and energy like that is to eat the right things. Things that are really good for you, like Libby's tomato juice. You see, Libby's tomato juice is not only a wonderful tasting drink, it's rich in a vitamin that everybody needs, vitamin C. Actually, the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association has accepted Libby's tomato juice as an excellent source of vitamin C. And this juice with the grand and glorious flavor also has vitamins A and B1 and G. So, why don't you ask your mother to get some Libby's tomato juice right away? She'll be glad to, because Libby's tomato juice is so easy to fix, and the whole family will enjoy it. Now, remember that name, Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You want to get Libby's tomato juice because it tastes so swell. And now, Terry and the Pirates. A loudspeaker hidden up in a tree is all set for the 50 or more men who are planning to storm the rocky shelter of a house where Terry, Pat Ryan, April Kane, and Connie are. But our friends are outnumbered. And even though they have Captain Blaze and his daughter Cheery Blaze on their side, as well as a few of Blaze's men, the Dragon Lady is there too, a prisoner. It is still night as we join Pat and Blaze at the microphone in the radio room.
If that roar you let out was a sample of the noise them men will hear out there among them rocks and trees, well, it's mighty hard on the nerves.
Well, I'm sure you can do much better, Captain. You have a deep, loud voice naturally.
How's that?
I'm just saying, you can roar like a tiger into this microphone, and it'll come out 10 times as loud out there where the loudspeaker is.
And what'll you be doing while I'm roaring? Meowing like a cat?
No, no, listen to this. I'll just take this stick, 2 of them, and slap them against the door like this. It doesn't sound like much in here, but out there it'll sound like 100 guns, and every shot'll echo among those rocks like nobody's business.
Me to come here and talk on the microphone, and I don't know what to say. Honest, I don't.
Well, where's Cheery and Connie and...
Terry's gonna round them up.
Good.
Oh, yes, I most forgot. Terry said he'd take a look from the tower and see if he could see the men coming up the hill.
Yes?
And if he could see them, he'd give the signal by firing 3 shots.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you told me.
But what am I supposed to do, Mr. Ryan? I can't think of a single thing to say.
Listen to me. Can you moan?
You mean like some of them singers? Them moan singers?
No, no. I mean moan like the wind. I want you to wail, sound like a ghost, like something spooky.
Oh, you mean like this? Boo.
Young lady, you don't get the picture. And we'll all be killed in our beds before you learn.
Now listen, April. All you have to do is go like this.
Oh, forevermore. Why didn't you say so? That's easy as nothing. Listen.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Now, April. When the time comes, keep moaning.
There he is. That's Terry. That's the signal.
The men are coming up the hill, eh? Well, Patrick, this old loudspeaker better do the trick, or we'll be a bunch of dead pigeons.
Now, my friend, I want you to... Hey, listen to Sing Sing. Pay as little attention as possible. What's the matter with you? From here, we can see where we are going, no? We can see the buildings where Captain Blazer has got the dragon lady. There's no lights in the place, none at all. We must proceed with caution and be on the lookout for more tricks from these people. This time we don't run away. If you understand what I'm saying? All right! Quiet! Now, first we will shoot this. And then we will make prisoners in the meantime. And one thing.
Hey, what was that? What was that noise?
There must be tigers someplace. But there's nothing to be afraid of, poachers. Look at me, the great Sing Sing. I am not afraid. I am... Well, I'm not very afraid. At any rate, I must... Hey, Captain Blazer is shooting at us with machine guns. Get out of the way. Come on, get out of the way. You to be afraid of. Be brave, my soldier. It is all a trick, I tell you. There is no tiger. Sing Cassidy, freak.
Hey, now will you come back here, somebody? Where is your nerve?
Well, all right. I can't fight the battle all by myself. So I guess I'll run away from the trouble with the rest of those yellow cowards.
I am lost. Where's my torches? Hey!
Man! Man! Come back! Come back wherever you are!
It is so dark. Sing, poor Sing can get lost, go in circles. Can't see where he is going. Lots of trees. This tree bumped me in the head. In the dark here. This tree. Oh, it is a small tree, huh? Sing could pull it up by the roots, da! And shake it like this, da! You tree, you make for me. Oh, what fall on my head again, my poor little big, small, big head. It's coconut trees here in China? So dark, I find out. Can't see what hit me here. Must be here. Ah! It's a box of some kind. What kind of box is this? It's got wires on it. It's got lots of... It's... Aha! It is box of magic. Now, Sing. He said it was trick. It is trick. All the noise come from the box, huh? He's tricked by people at Blazers to scare us. So, he bumped my head to find out what great dreams I got, huh? Now everything is clear.
Hey, you fella.
I just seen them up in the tower. Harry says he saw him running back down through the trees.
They've gone, eh?
Well, what do you know about that?
Come on, let's take a look out through the main door. I hope this keeps him away, at least until daylight. We'll have a better chance to see what's going on.
Let me have a look outside. I hope them sounds didn't scare the wits out of me own men.
I heard a few of the sounds when I wasn't back there crooning. I mean moaning. And they were awful.
I hope so. Well, it's pretty dark out there. Doesn't seem to be anyone beyond the wire fence. Now, if that's over, I'm jittery.
Me too, Mr. Ryan. My knees are knocking together like all
get-out.
Well,
Patrick, you pulled a neat trick on the lads. But you're almost at the end of your rope, I'd say.
Yeah, so would I. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't... Oh, well, something will turn up.
Exactly, Mr. Ryan.
Huh?
What?
I'd advise you three to keep your voices down. You may be very sure I'm desperate. Now then, no talk, no explanations, just do as I say. I'd rather shoot you where you stand than look at you. But there are things to do. Captain Blaze, you will close and lock that door as it was before. Be quick. Now then, face the door, all three of you, and put your hands up. That will do for the moment.
What's this getting you?
We shall soon see. I've sent my men to bring the others in through the tunnel. We've lost too much time already.
You'll not get very far with it
as you get out of the room.
Time enough for telling that. The point is, I'm here. ready and willing to put you out of my way for good and all. You believe that, I'm sure. I thought so. So we'll just wait here until Singer's men arrive. No tricks this time. No. There are at least three people inside this place we must take, dead or alive.
You bet.
Send a couple of men up to the tower. Have them go quietly up to those narrow stairs. I want the lad who is up there.
Oh, da, I will go for him myself.
There is a girl, the one who was taken from your tent. She is around somewhere. I want her taken, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and a small Chinese boy. Answers to the name of Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Round him up. Bring them all to me.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, post three men to watch these prisoners. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And give your orders and keep your voice down.
Why, speaking with the... Hey, you man!
Now, my friend, you may turn around and put your hands down. This time, we shall make fewer mistakes. I have had time to think of a special revenge I plan for each of you. But now I have changed my mind.
Mm. Just like a woman. Can't make up her mind.
Gracious, Captain, don't get her mad at us any more than she is.
On the contrary, my dear doubtful Captain, I have made up my mind. And that you may have time to reflect on your feet, I shall tell you exactly what is in store for you.
Now look, let's leave the girl out of there, both of them. They can't do you any harm.
That is true. But they'll be in my way, and I don't like people underfoot. Unless they're 6 feet underfoot.
That don't strike me as funny,
Freddy. What I have to tell you will seem less funny, Captain. It will be dawn within an hour. In China, we call that the hour of the tiger.
Well?
You shall have until then to live. After that, well, there is much to be done. Your men, Captain Blaze, shall also share your fate.
Why not shoot us now and get it over with?
I wish you to have time to think of your many mistakes in dealing with me. Each of you, these men will guard you. You may sit on the floor where you will soon remain together with your friends. So then, until the hour of the tiger, pleasant dreams.
I can't believe the Dragon Lady will make good her threat to get rid of our friends. And in just a moment, I'll tell you why. Whenever you want something awfully good to drink, just open up a can of Libby's tomato juice. If you're smart, you'll ask your mother to keep some in the icebox all the time. Libby's tomato juice is a swell between-meal drink because it doesn't take away your appetite. Nope, what Libby's tomato juice does is to perk up your appetite. And boy, does it taste super. Libby's pineapple juice is a great drink, too. It's the natural juice of field-ripened Hawaiian pineapples. Try them both. Now, remember, when you tune in for tomorrow's transcribed adventure, remember that Terry has not yet been made a prisoner, even though the Dragon Lady's men are silently searching the place. And what about Cheery Blaze and Connie? Perhaps they won't be captured by these Burma Road bandits either. Well, there's plenty of slips in the best-laid plans, and you'll hear about them tomorrow.